guys, it's me again. I am back on another episode of The Gist of Yinka, and today we are going to be treating something very different, something spectacular, something very, very interesting. You know, it's a topic I know you guys would love to listen to. I know this for sure, because I've been getting a whole lot of text messages from people, mostly people who can relate. They've been asking me to talk about these things, and I think this is the right time to talk about it. So yes, today is a very, very special one. But before we do that, let me just say a big thank you to you guys again. Thank you for supporting, thank you for the consistency, thank you for always giving me reasons to make new episodes. You guys are amazing. Please continue to like, we continue to send in your comments, send in your messages, and also please continue to share with friends. I love you guys so much. Today we want to talk about something. Yes, it's always something. Today we want to talk about something that concerns everybody, because I think it's not just a one man thing, or it's not just directed towards a particular set of people. I think it's something that we all need to learn, we all need to know about, because I am sick and tired. Personally, I'm sick and tired of hearing these things, so I just want to put it out there, and for my sisters to who feel the same way, who wants me to talk about this, because actually the reason I'm doing this, yes, I got text messages from some of them who I happen to know, and they were like, okay, I should talk about this, and I was like, fine, why not? I mean, I'm all for enlightenment, I want to enlighten you guys, so yeah. And yes, as usual, it's free. You guys don't have to pay, because I am so, so generous. So let's get right to it. Today I want to talk about what it's like being a plus-size girl in a society that doesn't really accept us. Yes. And I'll also be talking about the things you shouldn't do to a plus-size person. Exactly. Before I go into it, I want you to understand that, I feel like whenever people want to talk about girls, there are mostly classifications. Like, people tend to say, okay, thin girls, fat girls, short girls, tall girls. We all forget the fact that we are all girls and should be treated like girls, and not just be treated like a short person or a tall person. Now, I think I'll just go right to the things that you should not say to a plus size person. I'm so excited to even talk about this one, because I've heard it up to here like this, and I'm tired of constantly shutting people up, constantly telling people to just get the out of my sight, because it's actually very, very disgusting what some of you say to people like me. And I feel like, I don't know if it's the fact that you guys do not know these things, but I mean this is a very, very civilized world. You guys know these things, but you just decide to not go by the rules and decide to just be disrespectful. So now let's just go right to the things you should never say to a plus size girl. One, which is the most important on the list. You see that phrase, you are beautiful for a fat person, is a very stupid phrase that should be cancelled. In fact, a big X on that one. You see, nobody is beautiful for a particular size or for a particular race. Do you understand? I'm pretty because I'm a girl, and girls are beautiful. I'm pretty because I'm human. I'm pretty because I'm pretty. I'm not pretty because I'm fat. Because when you say that word, you're beautiful for a fat person, you're trying to say that fat people are generally not supposed to be beautiful, and if you're pretty, that means it's something exceptional, something you don't get to see in fat people, and it's actually very, very stupid. I mean, gosh, have you seen me? I mean, have you seen my sisters? Have you, seen girls like me? We're drop dead gorgeous. We're gorgeous, very pretty ladies. So it is wrong of you to just say you want to pass on compliments and just say you're beautiful. You're actually very pretty for a fat girl. You're beautiful. It doesn't make sense. That's not a compliment. That's like you saying on your norms you're not supposed to be fine, but you're just fine. That means that it's like something special. No, it's not a compliment. It does not make sense. Please cancel that phrase. Now the second one is, this one is even so rampant. I mean, almost I know, in fact, almost every guy I know has used these things, this word. When complimenting a girl, a plus size girl, it is wrong of you to say, I love meat, and no, I don't do bones, or say that, I like fat girls, or I don't like, who wants to eat bone? It is not a compliment when you are bringing a particular set of people down just so you could. Are you trying to impress me by saying that other girls who are not fat or slim are other girls who are not fat or slim girls? Are you trying to say that slim girls are not beautiful and that they are bones? It doesn't make sense. I mean, you're beautiful, none you're beautiful, please. You don't have to say I like meat and not bones. No one is a bag of bones and no one is, you know, pounds of meat. It makes no sense. That's not a way to compliment people. Do you understand? Please stop using that phrase. It doesn't make us excited. There's nothing exciting about people telling you that you are beautiful and then that some other sets are ugly. It's people like you who constantly body shame. So it is not an acceptable form of passing compliments. Do you understand? And that is cancelled. And that's on period. Now, the third one of the things you should never do or say to a plus size girl. This one is very, very important though. It's very, very important. So you guys should better listen. Do not buy us dietary products if we don't ask you to. I mean, if you're not my friend, like my very, very close party, or my boyfriend, or my brothers, or you don't have this very, very close relationship, please, the last thing you should think of buying for me is dietary products. Don't come here saying you want to buy me gifts, and then I open the gift basket and I start finding, and I find green tea, Lipton, wheat bread, brown bread, brown sugar, slim milk. Who does that? It's actually very, very sick. It's not a right way to. I don't know what you guys think when you do these things. I mean, there's no sense in that. Why did I tell you I was looking to, you know, buy dietary products? And even if I wanted to, I can afford that on my own. It is very, very disrespectful to just go and start buying waist clinchers for your plus size girls, buying waist clinchers, buying them workout shoes, buying them workout outfits. You know, it is very, very, very wrong. You know, it's trying to pass on. You're passing on the wrong message. I mean, are you trying to tell me that I don't know how to or where to go and buy these things if I need them? So you're just like telling me, okay, so if you don't know, in case you don't know, you need brown bread. In case you don't know, stop using white sugar, take brown sugar. In case you don't know, you know, you should just start using slim milk. It doesn't make sense. We are tired of you guys doing these things. I mean, how do you people do it? It is very, 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 very wrong. Now, the fourth on the list. See, you guys should stop thinking that plus size girls are some sort of backup plans after, you know, trying to woo or having a failed relationship with a slim girl. Look, it makes no sense. Do you understand? It is so, so sick, as in very, very irritating to think that most of you guys think that plus size girls will settle for anything, or we think that we don't have taste, or you think that we don't have a particular specifications we look out for in our men or women. I don't know. It makes no sense. Come on. I mean, well, I personally have like, I don't know, I have like several guys, as in to choose from, like decide, okay, I want to date somebody. I'm not just going to settle for, you know, the last person on the list, or someone I feel is like way, 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 way below my standards, because I feel like, okay, he's the one that's going to access me. Hello, I'm human. I'm a very beautiful lady. I have choices, as in so many that I choose to make. So it doesn't make sense for you to just think and feel like you are doing us a favor by dating us. Are you crazy? I mean, no. If you think that way, then I feel you should actually work on the way you think. It's actually a very, very stupid way of thinking. Plus size girls have options. Plus size girls are not backup plans. Plus size girls have the right to choose whatever they want to choose. And when we turn you down, I say, okay, I'm sorry, I don't want to date you. Please. It's just normal. I mean, you don't expect me to date every guy that asks me out. You understand? So it's just normal for us to reject you. So you don't just go about saying, Is it because I want to manage you before? Is it, do you even think you are pretty? Who wants to attend? You that say I should be managing, blah, 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 in your pocket, guy. See, it's just, I don't know. These are things that we know of, like we're supposed to know now. I mean, how can you just sit down and think that a beautiful lady like myself or girls like me will have to settle for just anyhow personal, do not have the right to turn down your advances? Come on, Ty, just drop that thinking inside, please. As in, have you seen me? Hello? Have you seen me? Please, so you guys just drop that thinking. And I think I have a few more on the list. I'm going to, I think this is the fifth one or the sixth. Please, 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 please. We need some sort of security or protection too. I'm tired of you guys thinking that, okay, fat girls, when we, you see us lifting things, you feel like, okay, we don't need to help her with it now. Okay, she needs the stress. Hello, have you seen me? I mean, I need to put that again. Have you seen me? I don't like being stressed. Hello? I like being protected. I mean, I love my older brother, my big brother, Biola. A very big shout out to you, dear. You are amazing. As in, he's one of my biggest supporters. I mean, guy, no. A few times, like, I think about on three occasions when I had to go to his place to, like, okay, and I did not go with bike and I had to leg it down. There's this particular place we pass. I have to pass whenever I'm going to his place. It's like a sort of bridge, but I can actually come down. But then you have to climb back up. And most times, I have to climb up. I find it very, very difficult to climb up because it's actually very, very high. You understand? I have, sometimes I have issues with my knee and it's just very, very hard. But you know, my sweet brother, he's always there, like, he's always there to pull me up, as in, he will just say, okay, come, let me help you up. And it's like the sweetest thing you could do for anybody, any girl, because, come on. I mean, when I work with him, I feel this sort of security that, okay, actually, yeah, we're in, as in, who wants to come, as in, who wants to attack me, who wants to do anything, because my big brother, I feel so secure. It doesn't matter if I'm way bigger than he is. It's just this sort of, you know, feeling you have when you know that, okay, this person is here to protect you. I know, like, other guys will do, like, I've seen guys who actually do that too. I mean, they'd rather protect a slimmer girl than a bigger girl, because they feel like the slimmer one is fragile and the fatter one or the plus size girl is, like, supposed to be able to protect herself. It doesn't work that way. Please, you should protect women at all costs, irrespective of their sizes, irrespective of their colors or their shapes. You need to protect women at all costs. And I mean that. So yes, I mean, of course, I mean, of course, when I actually get to have a boyfriend, when I go into a relationship, I mean, if I feel that, like, I'm being threatened at some point, I feel like, okay, I get scared of something, I'm definitely going to just go behind him and just, you know, please, 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 I'm scared. Because that's, like, the normal thing. I mean, people get scared. Yes. Please, and don't expect me to be able to lift the generator. Please, have some sense. Let's go to the seventh one on the list. So now, please, this one is even very, very serious. So, because I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight at all. You know, everyone says that, okay, Inka, you need to take it easy in the way you talk to guys, the way you tell of guys. You know, very put people off. But I feel like most times, some of you actually prefer that method than you guys actually listening. A lot of you guys don't listen. You just like being disrespected. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. Please don't talk to me about losing weight, because it does not make sense. Stop talking to the only, some of you, the only conversations you have with plus size girls is based on losing weight. As in, so do you have any workout plan? Are you on a diet? How many times a week do you work out? Do you eat healthy? Do you do this? Do you do that? Do you do? Just shut up. Please, it's not your place to start asking this kind of questions. You know how uncomfortable you make people when you start asking these nasty questions. I mean, of course, I have people who I discuss these things with, people who are, excuse me, so dear to me, that understands me, who I know that, okay, this one has become my party and, like, my brothers, my friends. I think we talk about this thing, but not you, and not you, as in, we just started talking yesterday, and today you're telling me what are your workout plans. Come on, she'll over 14, as in, does it make sense to you? Stop telling us all these things. Of course, yes, it is okay to be plus size and lazy. Yes, slim girls are, we have slim girls who are lazy, so please, If you're a plus size girl and you feel like, okay, I can't do this thing, don't try to prove anything to anybody. Please own your laziness with your full chest. Me, I say it all the time. Please, don't expect me to go about fetching water with from wells or carrying water on my head or, you know, doing all those nonsense work because I'm plus size. I feel like to just gain this kind of public acceptance. People say, okay, she's actually strong. No. What kind of surround people? Oh, Lagwara. No, please, most around me, Lagwara. Deal with it. I don't like being stressed. And if I choose to work out, that's my personal decision. It's not you actually telling me to, asking me, as something I'm supposed to do. Fat girls, you don't owe anyone workouts. If you feel like your health is being threatened, or you feel like you want to be in a better shape, or you feel like you want to be, you know, flexible, of course, by all means, do it. It's your right. But don't let someone push you or start coercing or forcing you into doing senseless workouts or senseless works. I tell people, please, if I tell you that I actually want to take body bike to whatever I'm going to, and you are now telling me that, but the distance is actually tricky, but now let's trek it. And I tell you, I said I cannot trek this. I don't want to trek this distance. And you're trying to tell me that, but we can actually leg this in. I swear it. I'm leaving you there. As in, I'll just stop it back and go. Please. It is my body. If I feel like I want to do whatever I want to do, it's solely on me. I can do whatever I want to do. So you guys should just shut up. You guys should just shut up. Okay. So please, just stop stressing us out. We are just girls. I mean, you guys don't see it. We're just girls. And we don't like being talked down on, being made to believe that we are not special or that we are different from every other girl. I mean, stop telling us we cannot be dancers, that we cannot be great lovers, that we cannot be sexually active, that we cannot be mothers, that we are not healthy enough to carry babies just because we are fat. It makes no sense. Please let people live their lives. Stop pressurizing people. I have so many people that are dealing with depression. I mean, it took me a whole lot of time to actually be able to own this part of me. And those who know me know how shy I was. I've always been very, very shy of talking about things like this, but this year I've owned every bit of me. I mean you guys need to understand that I know people who have been fat from childhood, and it's okay. I know those who got fat after having babies. I know those who got fat during puberty, and then the fat side just stay. It's fine. The goal is to be a very nice person and be healthy, please. That's very, very important, to stay healthy and to be human. Please, not every single person out there is going to be slim. I tell people, what do you want our brothers or those guys who actually love their women be? How do you want them to survive if every girl on earth is slim? I've got nice guys out there who are crazily in love with girls like me, and that's okay. Because when God was creating every single one, he had this perfect plan. He made someone for someone, and it's just very, very beautiful. I'm being all real here. I'm not just trying here to come here with some nonsense accent and trying to, you know, sound so cool. And you know, that's maybe on other days when I have other discussions that were at that. But on this one, please, stop hurting people. I keep saying it, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. It saves everything. It makes everything different. Your words could be the reason why another person gives life another chance. And your words could be the reason why another person decides to end their life. Please, be kind. I'm tired of seeing my girls go through pain. I'm tired of seeing guys treat them like shit. You guys, what's the essence of dating these girls if you feel like you have to hide them? You asked me out only for you to take me out on dates at night, or for you to sneak in at night and then leave as early as 5 a.m. Or you asked me out just so you could, you know, flood me with workout plans and diet plans. No, it's not fair. That's evil. I appreciate people. We all are wonderfully made. I mean, my plus size babies out there. You guys are the reason I'm having this talk right now. You know I adore you guys. You guys are beautiful. You're gorgeous. You are smart. You are enough. You are a masterpiece. I tell people this time. I talk about the time. I mean, there's never going to be another you. It's just going to be you, as in you. No one can look, sound, and think like you do. I mean, of course, there are people who think like you, people who sound like you, but there's never going to be another person who will have your total package. You're beautiful. Don't let any other guy, don't let any guy tell you otherwise. You're gorgeous. You are smart. You will be a perfect mother. You are going to make someone very, very happy. You can be anything you want to be. You can be a dancer. You can act. You can sing. Chase your dream. Don't let anybody tell you you are not going to be good. You're not going to make you're not going to fit in that role because they think you can. You cannot do it. You understand? You can do anything you want to do, and do not let anybody stop you. Please, girls. I mean, you all have cried enough. You all have been through it all. Why don't you actually just start living? I'm talking from my own personal experience. I know how hard it can be. Trying to always, you know, say, oh, I don't think I'm good enough. What will people say about me? What am I supposed to do? I was telling someone some days ago that I want to start wearing shorts. I want to have the baddest skincare routine. I want to take care of my teeth. The things that have made me very, very uncomfortable. Things that people have mocked me for. I mean, those of you who know me, you know I've had these things on my teeth for like ever. Like, since when I was very small, I think effects from drugs. But it's okay. I mean, it's fine. I see myself now. I see that I am a very smart woman. Beautiful as fuck. As F. And that would be a perfect match for any guy who was like lucky enough to have me. I just hope that you queens think of yourself that way too. Stop limiting yourself, please. Break those rules. Dress however you want. Please, go to places you want to go to. I know my plan. I'm definitely going to the beach this year. As in, there are a whole lot of stuff that you can do. There's like a whole lot of things you can actually do with your life. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I keep saying that. People will try to talk you down. Try to tell you that you cannot do this, you cannot do that, you cannot do that. In 2017, I led the choreography for the teenage church. I directed the choreography for the teenage church, and it became the best in the whole area. Like, it was actually shocking because I actually taught them the dance myself, and you know, it made me remember the things that I wanted to do while growing up. I was crazy about dance and football. I wanted to play football so bad. So don't let anybody tell you that you cannot do things. I mean, I feel like, okay, I don't think I am fit enough to throw myself around, to jump and do everything. I'm working on that, you know. I have some crazy ass moves I give in my whenever I'm having my morning workout. I mean, you should see me dancing. Ask those who know me. But I realized, okay, I cannot put myself out there yet because I'm not like a professional yet, but I can actually train these kids and make them great dancers. And it meant the world to me when those kids took the first position. I was like, wow, I did that. So I feel you can do whatever you want to do. And let me tell you, I don't care whatever specifications you have for guys, you will get that guy. I'm telling you, do not reduce your standards. Do not think so low of yourself and go about dating trash. I tried that once and it did not end well. Go after your guys, your fine men, as in your cute guys. The ones you feel like connect well to you, the ones you know you actually have sincere feelings for. And be 100% sure they love you. Do not go about throwing yourself at guys, because you are everything, and every guy, I feel like every guy would be lucky to have you. Please, I hope you put this into consideration. And for everyone out there, guys and girls, I hope that we stop bullying. Teach your children to be better. Teach them to understand that everyone is different. Fat is not ugly. Short is not ugly. Black is not ugly. We are all beautiful and wonderfully made. I hope that this inspires someone. I hope that this gives someone another shot at life. So my queens, go get them. Go get your guys. Go get your jobs. Go get your life. Be a better person. You know I love you. Alright guys, we've come to the end of another episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that one. I know. I also enjoyed that. Okay, if you'd like to follow me on my social media handles, it's at Auntie Yinka on Twitter, at Auntie Yinka on Instagram, and Judge Ola Yinka on Facebook. If you'd like to send the messages for the question and answer series, please send them to 090-7759-4049. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Please do like, turn in comments, and please share with friends. I remain your lovely, 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 lovely anchor, Judge Lanka Esther. I hope to do this some other time. Very soon, I hope. Bye, guys. Oh, sorry. The usual shout out. Okay. I'd like to give a very big shout out to my baby girl. You're the reason I'm actually having this. At Anu Mercy, Yellow Day of Canada. Yellow Day 1 of Canada. My baby girl, I love you so much. You are special. You are amazing. Thank you for always having my back. I love you, girl. All right. See you next week, guys. Bye.